How we understand evil, therefore, is very significant. Evil needs to be understood for what it is, the dynamic of the absence of light. It is not something that one should prepare to battle, to run from, or to outlaw. Understanding evil as the absence of light automatically requires that we reach for this thing called light. Conscious light, capital L, is equal to divinity, to divine intelligence. Where there is an absence of divine intelligence, that darkness itself maneuvers. It is simply that there is darkness, and we stumble in the darkness. The existence in darkness is not permanent. Every soul will eventually be fully enlightened. A soul with no light will always come to know and understand light, because there is so much assistance provided to each soul at all times. There is much light, as we shall see, that is continually surrounding such a soul, even though it may not be able to directly penetrate it. And there is much assistance for souls that insist upon living in darkness. The encouragement to take even one thought into light is always available. Eventually, they always do. Understanding that evil is the absence of light does not mean that it is inappropriate to respond to evil. What is the appropriate response to evil? The remedy for an absence is a presence. Evil is an absence, and, therefore, it cannot be healed with an absence. By hating evil, or one who is engaged in evil, you contribute to the absence of light and not to its presence. Hatred of evil does not diminish evil. It increases it.